We go live now to the nerve center of the Olympic movement, straight to the heart of London, to the host of BBC's World Update, Dan Damon. A pleasant day to you, Dan.
And to you, John. Good to talk to you. And we're here, yes, one of the hubs anyway, one of the nerve centres. This is St Pancras Railway Station. This is where the fast trains, we're pretty proud of these, 140 miles an hour, and they are taking tens of thousands of people to the Olympic Park in 7 minutes. We're, as I say, perhaps unduly proud.
Well, it's not an official event at the Olympics, but everyone in London is concerned whether the government of the city is going to win a medal in the first Monday morning commute since the Olympic Games began. The question is, can London function as the Olympics are functioning? What are the challenges and how does it look so far?
So far, it looks amazing, actually. I think a lot of people took the advice that was offered and got ahead of the games, in the phrase. In other words, they've either gone away or they've decided they work from home. So the roads, actually, are pretty empty. And I'm looking at lines and lines of barriers here at St Pancras Railway Station, which were set up so they could get people to queue in an orderly snake, which would, if it had been necessary, been about 150 metres long. But it's not being used because people are moving smoothly onto those trains. But as you say, this is the first of the real tests, because this is a working day, the first working day with the events as well on the Olympic Park and around different venues in London. For example, south of the Thames on Greenwich Park, the hill overlooking the river, the equestrian events are underway. But again, round there, we've heard no real complaints, no reports of problems. So from that point of view, anyway, London is going for gold, John.
So, Dan Damon, assess for me. If I'm a Bulgarian tourist who arrives there at St. Pancras and wants to get to one of the events at the Olympic site, am I going to have an easier time than, say, a waitress on her way to Portobello Road needing to get to her job by noon?
You're certainly going to get lots of help if you're a Bulgarian tourist, or whether you'll find anybody speaking Bulgarian, that's not sure. But there are lots of people around here wearing kind of pink and purple costumes. They're called games makers. They're volunteers, thousands, tens of thousands of them. And they're all around here. There are people making tannoy announcements where to go for the train. So, yeah, I think as a tourist, you'll be all right. As a commuter, I think you've probably been enough that you should push through. One of the major stations in London is closed today, or at least closed if you want to go into it. You can get out of it because one of the other transport links, the tube, the underground, the Jubilee line, that comes from the Olympic Park down to London Bridge, London Bridge Station, and you wouldn't want to be a commuter there today. Definitely that is going to be frozen solid. But all in all, I think on this first day of the real test, things are moving pretty well. And the people I've been speaking to here, John, I've been speaking to people who are going to support family. There are some people who have family members who are part of the competition in the swimming and the aquatic center in the Olympic Park. I spoke to some of them, and they were really upbeat about the welcome that they've been receiving, about the organization of the games. You know, in my cynical journalism mode, I was looking for trouble. I haven't found any.
And volunteers standing around giving people help. My God, London is a center of good karma for the entire world. Dan Damon, stay on it for us. The BBC's World Update host, Dan Damon, live from London.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.